interesting how the voice of the poet comes out of the poem. So, for example, when the poet says left or right, it's always from the same perspective. And therefore, we can even locate the poet in relation to the battlefield description that he gives. And he seems to be hovering somewhere above the Aegean Sea, with the coast in front of him, and all the deep ships arranged in front of him. And then you have the plain, and beyond the plain, the city of Troy. When he says left, right, he seems to be speaking from that position. This is not technically a human position. You cannot really be there. And I think it connects to the divine inspiration of the poet. The gods may be able to do this. They are able to have panoramic shots of the whole battlefield and then zoom in and look at how a particular spear enters into the brain of some unfortunate warrior and mingle in the battlefield and then come out again and have an aerial view. For us today, one way to describe this is to say that home is cinematic. But of course, in antiquity, there were no cameras, there were no helicopters, there was none of that. And so we have to relate the way the poet sees things to his development and tradition. And here I'd like to say something about being transported, which is what Tony very movingly says about his own feelings that he's translating. If we go back to our friend Ion, the master who defends in classical Athens, Socrates asks him, when you perform Homer, are you here with us or are you back in Troy, transported to that situation? And he says, I'm right there, I can see Troy before my eyes. So there is a sense in which the poet sees the things in front of him, even though they happen long ago and so on. But that's okay, and now I discover it translated as too.